practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you from the studios of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio this morning to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. We are also going to begin our focus on the incarnation season, the season that we call Christmas, the time in which we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're going to begin with the song that I think that most of us know quite well, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You know that one, don't you? Well, let's listen to it at this point. That's what this time of the year is all about, as we gather together with family and in church settings and other gatherings, and that is to honor the Lord Jesus Christ for what he's done for us in coming into this world, being born there in the cave and then placed in that manger in order that he might go to the cross and on that cross suffer and bleed and die, and then on the third day resurrect again from the grave, so that through faith in him and him alone we might have life eternal and life abundant. What a glorious time of the year this is. And I want to encourage you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona throughout this particular year. Today at the 10:30 service, I will be delivering part two in my Christmas series entitled In the Fullness of Time, God Sent Forth Jesus. Last week, I spoke from Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Where it says that in the fullness of the time, God sent forth Jesus with precision. Today, the Lord willing, I'm going to speak on the fact that in the fullness of the time, God sent forth Jesus with purpose. That's from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. And so I would invite you to come on out and join us. And of course, if you can't, watch us at our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. Like us on Facebook, and you'll be able to watch us there as well. And then even on the television program that airs at different times on different stations throughout the area, throughout the region. But certainly we would invite you to come and be with us today, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight is at 6 o'clock. I would encourage you to go to our website and see what's taking place throughout the course of the Christmas season. We've got 9 specific events taking place around the church during the Christmas season. And our highlight, of course, is the Candlelight Communion Christmas Eve service. That's right, Candlelight Communion Christmas Eve service. That's obviously going to be held on December the 24th at 6 o'clock right here at the Faith Baptist Church. And again, the theme is going to be, In the Fullness of the Time, God Sent Forth Jesus. And so I'd invite you to come on out. It lasts just a little over an hour. You can come and be with us, and then, of course, you can go and spend time with your family afterward. That is our Candlelight Christmas Eve service here at the Faith Baptist Church on the 24th of December at 6 o'clock in the evening. We would be more than delighted to have you visit us. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for this another day that you've given us, another day to honor you, to glorify you, and then, of course, to gather together with others of like precious faith to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray, dear Lord, for everyone under the sound of my voice right now. If there's anyone who does not know Jesus Christ as personal Savior, I pray that today will be the day in which they will come to know him through faith in Christ, that they might have the forgiveness of sin and eternal life. Take the broadcast also and use it to encourage believers, but above all, to bring honor and glory and praise to your name. And as you work through this ministry today to minister to the lives of those who listen, we'll be careful to give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. And I trust that we can say that all of God's children can say and will say, Amen. Here's another great song that you'll want to listen to.
Stars in the sky.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn back to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, where the Word of God says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Now, before I deliver a message entitled "The Names of Our Lord" from Matthew chapter 1, we're going to listen to another Christmas medley to prepare our hearts for the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18, we find these words. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. A series of messages that I want to deliver to you this week and next week, the Lord willing, is simply entitled The Two Names of Our Lord Found in This Passage of Scripture. We all know what Matthew chapter 1 is all about. It's the fact that the angel of the Lord actually came and told Joseph that his espoused wife was going to bring forth a son. And certainly we know that that must have been a shock to Joseph, but as he listened to the angel speak to him, he began to understand what was going to take place. And he obeyed and did everything that the angel had commanded him to do. But in the process of speaking to Joseph, the angel gave two names that our Lord would use. The first one is in verse 21, where it says, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then you go down to verse 23, it says, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Today, I want us to focus on the name Jesus, and then, Lord willing, the next week, we will focus on the name Emmanuel. First of all, we look at the name Jesus. And, of course, this really is the name that the angel commanded Joseph to name this newborn child. I suppose that he could have named him anything. But when the angel of the Lord came and said to Joseph, I want his name to be Jesus, well, that's exactly what he called him. And we see that in verse 25, when it says that he, that is Joseph, knew her, that is Mary, nor not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, that name Jesus is very, very applicable to why Jesus came into the world, because it simply means the Lord is our salvation. The Lord is our salvation. And without a doubt, when we study the pages of Scripture concerning the reason why Jesus Christ came into the world, we are reminded that he came into the world to deliver us from our sins. That's why Jesus came, to deliver us from our sins. Oh, certainly there are other ramifications of his second coming that he, or his first coming, excuse me, that he came into the world to perform so that he could come into the world the second time and establish his kingdom on the earth. As a matter of fact, today in my morning message, I'm going to be emphasizing the fact that in the fullness of the time, God sent forth Jesus with purpose, with purpose. That purpose was what? Indeed, to save his people from their sins, as well as to declare who God is to the human race. But look at that phrase, if you would please, with me, there in verse 21 of Matthew chapter 1. It says, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Here it is. For he shall save his people from their sins. The name of Jesus, which means the Lord is our salvation, describes exactly what Jesus Christ did. He came into the world to deliver us from our sin. Let's look at a couple of phrases in that last sentence of verse 21. It says, He shall save his people from their sin. You know, salvation is the work of God alone. Today we find that we live in a time when Many people are trying to work out their own salvation through good works, through a good moral life, through being a good person and giving to this cause or giving to that cause. And many of those things are great, perhaps. But you see, salvation is something that comes from God and God alone. Often in the Word of God, we are told that salvation is of the Lord. It's only through God's love, mercy, and grace that you and I have the opportunity to be saved. Apart from God's love, mercy, and grace, there would be no salvation. Now, the whole concept of the salvation of the human race was established in eternity past. But at the exact time, as it says in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, in the fullness of time, at the right time, God sent forth Jesus Christ into the world so that he would go and die on the cross and resurrect from the grave to provide salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Then it says in verse 21 of Matthew 1, he shall save his people from their sins. Who are his people? Well, keep in mind that when Jesus Christ came into the world, he came into the world first for the Jewish people, for he himself was a Jew. And over in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or to the Gentile. When Jesus Christ came into the world, he came into the world as the Messiah of the Jewish people. Unfortunately, they rejected him. And when they rejected him, he then, out of his love, mercy, and grace, extended this great plan of salvation to the rest of the world, to the Gentiles, to the non-Jews, to the point that through faith in him, they might have everlasting life. And so when it says here that he came into this world to save his people from their sins, obviously, the angel of the Lord, in speaking with Joseph there, had in mind the Jewish people. God so much wanted the Jewish people to accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah. They did not. Now, eventually they will. The Word of God teaches us that there will come a time when, as a nation, they will recognize Jesus as the Messiah. And even today, every now and then, we will hear of a Jewish person who has recognized Jesus as the Messiah, and then they trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And if you happen to be Jewish this morning, I'd encourage you to read some of the great prophecies of the Old Testament book of Isaiah, where it speaks concerning the Messiahship of Jesus Christ. And I would encourage you to consider recognizing Christ as your Messiah, and then trust him as your personal Lord and Savior as well. But Jesus Christ came into the world to die for the whole world. And then notice what it says in the very last part of Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. He shall save his people from their sins. What does that involve? Well, that involves the fact that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross. And by doing that, he paid the wage of sin, which is death. He voluntarily gave his blood because, you see, salvation and redemption and atonement is in the blood. And then after Jesus died, he rose again from the grave to give forgiveness of sins and new life to all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. The song that's playing in the background is entitled, It Was For You That Jesus Died. Yes, we've just read about the incarnation of Christ here in Matthew 1. He came to save his people from their sins. But beloved, you're one of those people. Now, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, rejoice today in the eternal life and the forgiveness of sins that you have through Christ. If you've never trusted Christ, do it now. Say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church and we'll send you a booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Christmas is the time when we honor God for sending Jesus Christ into the world. Let's honor him today. Let's go to church and worship him in spirit and truth and praise God that Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sins. Amen. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.